Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, another season of Jersey Shore, season number 4, all filmed in Italy, premiering tonight on MTV. We'll chat about that, along with some interesting news regarding Justin Bieber right now. Checking in from Hollywood, entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman. You can find her over at jillwilderman.com or at twitter.com/JillWilderman. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Ralphie. How's it going? Happy Jersey.
Yeah, right, exactly. Jersey is once again upon us with tonight's season 4 premiere of Jersey Shore. What is the cast saying about the season that they filmed overseas in Italy?
We're about to see some major difficulties with these guys. They're going to have such troubles as wearing heels on the cobblestone streets of Italy.
Oh, wow. Always a tough issue to deal with.
Finding the tanning salon as well as the gym.
I hate when you can't do that. I mean, especially when you're in a foreign country, right? That's just such a huge inconvenience. Their lives must have been just turned completely upside down, right, Jill?
Oh, it's groundbreaking. It's terrible. And should be an exciting season. I know Nightline did a really cool behind-the-scenes look last night into their third story apartment in Italy and a little bit of what we can expect season, and they even went shoe shopping with the girls, which is where I got the fact that they're having trouble wearing these high heels on the cobblestone streets of Italy.
Right, so I mean, you combine the cobblestone streets and the high heels with the amount of drinking they probably did, at the very least we're going to be probably laughing throughout this season at some of these girls, huh?
I would venture to say yes.
Yeah. Speaking of fashion, we're talking with entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Justin Bieber was recently visiting a shoe company out west that one of your friends works at. You got some interesting news about the Biebs?
He just went over to the Creative Recreation showroom this week, which, you know, he's been all over the world. So to get him to come into your showroom is quite an ordeal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the Biebs went in the office, apparently was singing into all of their offices. He sang Baby and a couple of other songs just walking around, as well as spoke some Hebrew to my friend who's Jewish. So,
wow.
We'll just say he complimented her backside in Hebrew.
Wow.
Oh, the Biebs. But that doesn't surprise either of us because we've interviewed him before. He's, you know, gotta love the Biebs, but I know the first thing he said to me was, "What's up, girl?"
Oh, yeah.
And this was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's classic Justin for you right there. So he had a sing to get a little swag at the showroom. Is that how it worked?
Apparently so. I'm pretty sure they would have given him whatever without the singing, but, you know, I think it's just a part of him is to walk around and sing. He's probably so used to it. He just got off tour. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Right.
He's got to sing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I believe he's back in Atlanta working on this next album. Should be interesting to hear how different he sounds, too, obviously, now that his voice is changing.
You know, he looks so much different looking back at our footage from our first interviews with him. He looks so much different. He's got shorter hair. He's definitely growing up.
All right. Well, hey, we'll certainly look forward to the premiere of Jersey Shore tonight, and we'll keep up with the Biebs. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman joining me from Hollywood. Jill, thank you for the 411.
Thanks so much.